Yeah. Got over money. Pistol.
We them believers, even east side, west side, but we all around, round. North side, south side, worldwide, pound, round. You put a pimpinito, but we pray for your town, town. And everywhere that we go, you know we hold it down, down. Just a bunch of sinners out here trying to follow Christ, right? They love to see us fall, man, hate to see us fly, fly. And we ain't perfect either, we try to get it right, right. And we ain't only readers, we bout to live a life, life. They play us in the media, we're stereotypes, right? But even when they hate us, we love them on sight, right? They wishing death upon us just for trying to bring them light, light. But it's alright, alright. We them believers, we don't believe in calling right, wrong, right, wrong, right, and wrong, right, right. We them believers, they say the problem put us in the dark. It's all like we don't believe us. The only way we know to grow is hard, overcome, on sight, like we don't believe us. We grow with Jesus cause he gave it all, gave it all for our life, like we don't believe us. They know we keep it cool and so they love to play around. They push us to the edge and then they say we wildin' out, out. Catch us on the wrong day, one of us a clown. And it'll be a long day, it's going down. We don't want no problems, we just living our life. It's hard enough without a hater trying to cause strife. I'm tripping on my own, just trying to walk right. If I put it in a song, we'll be here all night, night. Long enough to know it's not a joke, not a joke. I know where I'm headed when it's time to go, time to go. Put a two, then I get it poppin' new, poppin' new. Keeping Yahweh over dollar store. We them believers, we don't believe in calling right, wrong, and wrong, right, right. We them believers, they say the problem put us in the dark, and it's dark, it's all like. We them believers, the only way we know to go is hard. On sight, right? We don't believe us. We grow with Jesus cause he gave it all. Gave it all for our life, life. God, we don't believe money.
God over money. God over money. God over money. Money. God over money. God over money. God over money. God over money. Money.
We don't believe us. We don't believe in calling right, wrong, right, wrong, right, and wrong, right, right. We don't believe us. They say the problem put us in the dark, in the dark. It's all like. We don't believe us. The only way we know to go is hard, over talk, over all sight, like. We don't believe us. We grow with Jesus cause he gave it all, gave it all for our life, life. We don't believe it.
Amen, 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 praise the Lord. Welcome to another exciting training day. Amen. It's a new song that my producer played. I like that. You know, I mean, it's all about getting it right. Nobody's born right except Jesus. Amen. Giving honor to Christ who is the head of my life. Amen. To the Lord God, Jehovah's Father and our Father. Oh, that's such a glorious thing. And the blessed Holy Ghost that helps keep us intact and in line and guided. And I praise the Lord for it. I thank God for all the pastors. Amen. Pastor O, my producer, and his lovely wife, Sheila. Amen. Hallelujah. And all the deacons and saints and friends and all the different churches. And amen. The universities are back. Hallelujah. Listening. You know, I thank God for young people. Young people are the future. And I have hope for the young people. I would hear people say we losing all our young people. Listen. 3% is not all our young people. It's a lot, but it's not all our young people. Don't let the devil see. Matter of fact, today's topic is called What the Devil? And I'm going to talk a little bit about the devil. because we're approaching an era in history that is bringing about the greatest deception ever played on mankind, and I mean it is elaborate, but amen, it ends up in defeat. Let us go before the throne of grace. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you, and we do praise you, and we do bless you. We do give you honor and praise and thanksgiving because you made this all possible. Because of you, we have a brand new day that we've never had before. This is a day that you have made. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of this life. We wouldn't know you if you didn't let us know you. We thank you, Jesus, for paying the price to allow us to be part of the holy family of heaven. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for keeping us, amen, guiding us and blessing us and strengthening us and encouraging us. Father God, we're asking that you continue to bless everyone listening today. Bless us, Lord, with the spirit of your wisdom and a deeper revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the eyes of our understanding even more to know more. What is the hope of your calling? The riches of your glory, the inheritance you have in the saints, and the great and exceeding power that you have made available for those of us that submit and obey you, Lord. Those, Lord, that are going through yet still bereavement, Lord, strengthen them with might in their inner man. Bless them, Lord, particularly those who have lost or have been separated from those that are in you. Bless them to understand. Bless those on earth to understand they are truly in a better place, amen, where there's unending joy. And I thank you for it right now. Father God, I ask you to bless that my tongue would be that of a ready writer to write upon the hearts of your people that which you would have me to write, only you and none of me. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when you ask for a word and you know, I don't like to wait to the last minute, even though, you know, you can spend hours studying, and then I just assume when one person tuned in that wasn't going to tune in, you know, God had changed the whole message, but that isn't the case today, I hope. But it doesn't matter, because, you know, my mouth is being used. It's God's word that's the issue. And today's topic I label, what the devil? You know, I was going to say, who let the devil out, you know? And that's an interesting, because I've actually only heard, I've been a Christian since, I've been committed, walking in my commitment to Christ, you know, for the last 45 years. And I've only heard one topic, one preacher preach on the devil all that time. We've heard a lot, and I understand that because he's on a leash. You know, he can only do so much, no more than what God allowing. God ain't allowing that much. But if you aren't aware of what he does, then you're subject to be deceived by him. And the Bible is the only book that gives out details about him. And that's another reason why it's an absolute necessity for you to read the word, because it's no way for me to know this. No way for me to know this. You know, Paul talks about it in Ephesians 6:12. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. So he's saying your challenges aren't coming from the people that you see. It's the person that you can't see that's behind them. And, you know, there's been a major transition. And understand the goal here. God wanted a family. But unlike the average person, well, each person will produce their own kind. Okay, humans produce humans. God produces gods. I mean, you know, and it's amazing. I can remember situations where pastors would talk about that. They labeled them cults. and they were always emphasizing that it was with a small g. You know, the body of Christ can be hard sometimes. It's some Christians. I was listening to one of the rappers talking about by the young old people, you know. So, you know, the young people don't feel loved by you. But all that is perpetrated by Satan. Okay? Understand what we're dealing with here. The smartest human, it changes from time to time, has an IQ of 246. The average, the dumbest demon IQ is about 2,500. It is absolutely necessary for us to tap into the power of God, because then we got access to a person with unlimited IQ. We can't chart his, okay? If you really grasp that, because once you get outside your flesh, your IQ is off the chart. But now, take a look at society and what intelligent people have done and how they think and how they function in society. Look at how we have billionaires and homeless at the same time. Why? Because the principle, two, three things are missing. The wisdom of God, love for God, and love for your neighbor. The wisdom of God, love for God, and love for your neighbor. There's no way. The behavior of these people illustrate to God what they would do if they was outside of the body. And if they were to be, say, in charge of a planet with humans and they had the power that Jesus had, they'd be selling it. You got to pay me. You got to bring, you know. And they you've seen this throughout history. You the Caesars, you know, all your great Genghis Khan. You pick a great leader and you find this, we can't just love each other. They never worked hard at loving. They never went to war to love somebody. They went to war to control and to possess, something that clearly is temporary. It's not permanent in any way, form, or fashion. I mean, look at it. We don't even have none of them guys around. None of those kingdoms are around, the Greek kingdom, the Roman kingdom, all of them gone because of that lack of love. Love is a strong power. Don't let nobody kid you. And I'm not talking about emotional love. I'm talking about agape love. So, I don't know where this is going, how long this is going to go, and I'm not in charge. I'm a servant. Amen. But we're going to begin. I want to go to Revelation chapter 12, where the trouble started. No. I want to go to Isaiah chapter 14, where the trouble started. So you can see the pattern. There's a behavioral pattern that Satan has that you have to be conscious of. Because if you start to see yourself illustrate that behavior, you know who you are being influenced by. And you got to understand, before Satan got kicked out of heaven, okay, before he was barred up from his position as a cherub, amen, C-H-E-R-U-B, which is a second level of authority in heaven, he got kicked out because he didn't, now mind you, he has never experienced what you've experienced. He's never had a headache. He's never had to deal with money shortages. He's never had to deal with pain. You know, he can tell by the grimace on our face that it caused that we are suffering, which is why he's so masochistic in his behavior. But he's never himself experienced that yet, because if he had known that, I don't think he would have done what he's going to do, because Jesus made it clear that hell was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't originally created for man. Matter of fact, we're going to go and peek at that, but listen to what is going. We're in Isaiah chapter 14, and I want to begin. You know what, I'm going to read the King James first. And it says, I'm going to modify it. I'm going to give you the Equals version. It says, how are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning star? That's what his name was. He was the bright star. How are you cut down to the ground, which then weakens the nation? Now, this is actually prophetic, but it's showing how he ended up in judgment. For you said in your heart, I will. Now, this is a characteristic. Remember, if you've been listening for a while or if you're new, demons speak first person when they talking in your ear, and they do talk in your ear. And this is something you need to remember. You can't, a Christian, a person who have said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, verbally, you can't say it in your head. That's not legal, okay? It's like a contract without a signature. You have to, I don't care if you whisper it, and you have to tell at least one other person, preferably your mother. But legally, he can't, so if you've done that, he can't possess you. Now, he can aggravate you. He can get on your nerve. He can do some stuff, but he can't get inside and have complete control. And we're going to see some incidents of what that's like. And I've actually had direct contact with demon-possessed persons. And I can tell you, greater. Remember this scripture. Write it down. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You need to always remember that, because you're going to see more demonic activity in these last days. I mean, outlandish behind. You're seeing it. You're seeing people going to shoot up a shopping mall, and then I've experienced that, of people coming to jail not having any idea, in denial about what happened. I mean, it's something, because that thing came in and just took over their mind and their body, and they had just did whatever it did. And I mean, one case, the guy stabbed his mother 50 times. He had no clue when he finally came through. The judges don't hear that. they don't want to hear that. I remember one judge in Ohio, he said, unless y'all bring the devil in here in handcuffs, this man is going to jail. Anyway. It says, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. But this is what happened. You know, there was a saying I heard once that said, anytime you put yourself on a pedestal, in any direction you step, you're going down. Let God raise you up. It says, yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit. So, now, I want to go with Ezekiel chapter 28. Now, this was a little obscure, but the point is, you got to get your mind to accept and acknowledge the reality you are dealing in multiple dimensions all the time. Because if you think singularly dimensionally, you're not going to get in trouble, but you're going to diminish your power at a time of need. And I like you, had to learn to develop this. You know, because we're complex beings in a complex situation. You're a God man. You're a spirit. You're a spirit man, okay? And this flesh really just is a training vehicle, so to speak, for us to learn. You know, this here, opening and closing your hand, that's one of the lowest levels of faith. But you have to believe you can do that to do that. That's what faith is, and then it grows to different levels. Something God is teaching me right now, different levels of faith, because we're going to the next and the highest level. But that's also a dangerous area. I've seen that, okay? But I want to kind of keep you focused here where the trouble started. So now, and now, this is what is commonly referred to in Bible teaching as a typology, but it reveals in the natural world what is going on in the spiritual world, and this is really kind of what Paul was talking about. It gives you a vivid picture of what Paul was talking about when he said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, because what's being directed here, what's being said here, the accusation is being made here is actually being made against Satan, but it's as though he's talking to a person. And that's a classic. That's the best way I can come to describe of it. I can't think of right now. God uses humans and Satan uses human. Neither one of them can do anything in the earth without a human. Okay? If Satan could, trust me, he would. He'd do some stuff. Okay? I may get around to talking about it like UFOs. That's a deception. I read the Bible from cover to cover, and believe me, the Bible, it ain't got no shame. It talks about stuff. You got talking animals in the Bible. You got creatures that if you saw them, you'd think it was a horror story. Read the book of Revelation. By the time you get through it, you're like, is that real? Yes, that's real. Remember, you have a God that does not have a birthday. So you can't set limitations on how you see this thing. We're at the baby stages. I know man think he's gone somewhere and he knows something. He don't know nothing. He don't know nothing. If he can't walk on water, he don't know nothing. If he can't fly, you know, except in a movie, he don't know nothing, because you have to be able to command the entire molecular environment in a moment's notice. I mean, quicker than light. And humans can't do that, fortunately, because they would be dangerous. But once you are out of your body, you can do all that. And so God is the mandate here is recognizing with who you are dealing with. Because like I said, the dude is slippery, slimy. And his goal, he know what his goal is. He think he can rule the world. He still had this delusion he can overthrow God. You know, I'm not going to even commend him for that foolishness. All right, so now, here you got a saying. I'm going to be on doing with this. Now, first we're going to talk about how you get caught up with the devil, okay? Because in Ezekiel chapter 8, when you start at verse 1, okay, when God is talking to Ezekiel, okay, he's going to start with the human aspect first. And this is what happens when you get your head big. When you think you know more than God, okay, it says, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, amen, that this is what the sovereign Lord says. In the pride of your heart, you say, I am God. You know, I remember when I read the books on Julius Caesar, on all the Caesars, and when Caesar became Caesar. You know, it's amazing. His conversation was like a typical politician that you hear today. Once I become Caesar, I'm going to bless the people. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Then the dude became Caesar. And his thought came, the devil fed him this same thought. You are a God. And if you go back and study Roman history, all of them dudes thought they was a god, okay? And it's a good situation. You want to know the result of that? Read in Acts chapter 12. That's what God did with God. I wish he did that now, but he's gotten nicer in his young age. It says, in the pride of your heart, you says, I am God. I sit on the throne of God in the heart of the seas. But you are a man and not God, though you think you are as wise as God. Are you wiser than Daniel? Give you a time link here. This person actually exists. Is there no secret hidden from you? Are your wisdom and understanding? Yeah, you've gained wealth for yourself and amassed gold and silvers. That's the other thing. See, this is what people think. This is why they're so hard after money. They believe it gives them power. You know, one of the saddest days I can remember was when the most powerful person in the nation was assassinated, and that was JFK. Broke my heart, but money can't protect you in all situations. Believe me, nothing like knowing the power of God. Well, at the same time, myself, I was threatened by a major drug dealer. He threatened to kill me and his family. I have no reason to doubt that he would have succeeded, but God. But God. He made sure I kept my life in line. Because as long as my life was in line, angels do what I tell them. And I'm here today because of that. I have no fear because of who I live for. In him I live and move and have my very being. It says, by your great skill in trading, you have increased wealth. And because of your wealth, your heart has grown proud. Man, now I'm reading out of the NIV because I like how it gets to the heart in this issue, really to it. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord said. Listen, this is why I know some things is going to happen. And I'm not the only one. I've heard three prophets of God. Well, they say they're not prophets. I call them prophets because when they say this is going to be, and they it happens. That's the track record of a prophet. You go by their track record. Now, they say they're not a prophet except for one of them. One of the three, one is a prophet. She's actually a prophetess. But when they speak, and really, all you have to live is a sanctified life for God to put you in that position. He called you to that position, but he called you because he believed you were walking sanctification. It ain't always true, if you can read Numbers chapter 22. But anyway, the point of the matter is, it doesn't, to me, the highest position yet still is the pastor. Because he has people under his authority. Okay, everybody else is kind of like assistants, you know, for that office. All right. So anyway, so this is what the sovereign Lord says, because you think you are wise as God, I'm going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless nations, draw their swords in beauty and wisdom, you know, and I'm gonna skip down to verse 12, because bottom line is, when you set yours, like I said, anytime you step up on a pedestal, any direction you go, you're going to fall, because God is not going to let anybody sit on his throne. You know, I had to warn somebody that you know, they I know people, Christians, they get into this spiritual ignorance, and they had issues with me. And I'm like, you know, you better get off God's throne. When he sit down, he's going to crush you. That's it. You don't mess with that. Don't let your head get big. Stop. You know, I had a thought, and you tell me what you think. Send me an email. Okay, it's 7trainingday@gmail.com. All this mess going on worldwide, you know what it's about? Mostly Christians not saying thank you. Being blessed and not saying thank you. Just taking for granted that it's going to be because of their hard work. Not saying thank you. I mean, it's a lot of other issues that come up, but when you read the Bible, God generally gets pissed at his own people. He don't really get that pissed at sinners, because they sinners. That's what they do. He expects his people to be the opposite. All right, so now we get to the part where he's directing it toward the influence of the king of Tyre, of the Son of Man, okay? Now, he's saying, Son of Man, take up a lament against the king of Tyre. See? And this is what the sovereign Lord said. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom. Now, he's talking to Satan right now, while he's still Lucifer, but he's about to be a beat down. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden. Now, this was during the first earth. Okay, we're going to get to how I got first earth, you know. And then, again, I want you to understand that all this directly relates to the development of mankind to be rulers and priests under Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus knows how to do all this, because we're going to look at the two temptations and see how the results of that. We'll get to it today, okay? So the trouble is going on, but it's a complex issue. See, now, again, extracting this revelation out of there, you're like, well, how do we know that? Well, for years, men of God have been going to God and asking God what this means. It's that simple. I mean, and to get serious about it, this is where fasting and praying coming in. This is like, I'm serious. It's not suicidal, but it's saying I'm serious. I want to know this God. And it don't take 40 days of fasting to do that. 40 days is something God will give you to do, and that's rare. It says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was adorned. Dude, listen, you ain't seen no pictures of the devil like this. Every precious stone adorned you, ruby, topaz, emerald, chrysolite, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, beryl. Your settings and mountains were made of gold on the day you were created. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, for so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery stones. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created till wickedness was found in you. You know, I can only imagine that what happened Well, Satan was the single one of a kind, most beautiful angels. He had music in him. This is why he hates choirs, because he led the praise of God. And he had it all good. And that wasn't good enough. As you heard him say, I will be like the Most High God. Why? You know, I would suggest to God it would have been easier to just let all the thoughts of the trillions of angels enter into the mind of Satan at one time. That would have gave him the worst kind of headache. He would have been totally confused. His eyes would have locked up. His brain would have shut down. Well, he ain't got a brain because his spirit. But that would have stopped it. But see, again, you have to understand that we as a person, a spirit person, don't think in terms of how we're going to relate and be around people eternally. Understand, once you get to the next level, there's no death. So you have to get there right. So this is why it's so crucial now. Particularly, you can't get to the next level in heaven without Christ. Now, that's another teaching in and of itself. The difference in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ. The Bible, I mean, I'd have to say college level learning, because you have to get the revelation. But it is, I don't want to take too much time on that. But Christ is a declaration that of a type of relationship with God, a level of authority that the average person don't have. And the only way you're going to find this out is to put it to work. You're going to have to put it to work. And life is going to give you opportunities. You're going to have opportunities. You want to go, you're going to try it on some things that are beyond the norm. Okay? So you were the anointed sheriff. Okay, we got to that part. He let his head get big. Now, I just want to go briefly to Revelation chapter 12, where he gets kicked out because of that behavior. And I don't want to read this. Basically, in Revelation chapter 12, it covers the book of Revelation. You really have to be trained to read it. It's good you read it. You need to read it. Some things will be just jump out at you and will be clear and easy to understand. But unless you got the whole picture, it can throw you. All I want you to know from this particular point, where he get kicked out. And it says, and there was war in heaven. Now, let's see how long this lasts. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and the dragon. Now, the dragon is Satan. And the dragon and his angels fought back. But he, the dragon, was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down. That ancient servant called the devil or Satan. The name Satan means adversary. So he's gone from being the son of the morning star to adversary. He's the adversary of God and everybody that follow God. He's your adversary. So you can't live this life thinking that everything just going to be all right. You are in training day. You will have some days where you don't feel the press, but when the press come, know where the press is coming from. And you got to use the greater is he that is in you, and you can't do that without knowledge of the word. You know, you got to go to church. You got to go to a church that believes the word. All churches do not believe the word as it is. You know, there's some of us, it really just amazed me that I know people with master's degrees that believe in the doctrine of the Pope. I ain't got nothing against the Pope because I'm praying for him. I'm seeing some changes. I'm looking for one more supernatural change, and that is for him to change the standard of prayer. He changed the standard of prayer would have a mighty impact. Prayer and praise is possible. That's why Satan perverted. He don't want them praying. That's 950 million people that have quit praying to our Sister Mary or the Mother of Jesus and start praying to God, which they have a right to do. So tell them when they ask you. They have a right to. Okay? but he was not strong enough and he was cast down. Okay, and then I want to go, he's angry. He said, therefore rejoice, O you heavens who dwell them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil is gone down to you, and he is filled with fury, and because he knows this time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to earth, he pursued the woman, okay, who had given birth to the male child. Now, that alludes to the church being born and the war. That's the other aspect. I mean, there's some books on this that really take this to another level. But all I want you to do is just understand that he's part of the process of your eternity, okay? Now, he got kicked out, and actually when you go to Genesis chapter 1, where we're going to go, and you when the first time I read the Bible, this part didn't make sense, okay, because it just seems, you know, you think of God, all of it. See, you have to get the whole picture, because we think about there's a perfect God that knows everything. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent, all capable, and omnipresent. So there's nothing going on anywhere you're not totally aware of anywhere in the universe. But I had a teacher that said something. You know, you get them what I call epiphany statements or epiphany scriptures, and that is they bring light and it sticks with you. And that is pay attention to detail, okay? Because it tells you something. Because, you know, here it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Okay. Now, you would think that it would have originally been the perfect ball. It was when Satan was in Eden. Okay. But when he got kicked out, he fell from heaven at minimum 220,000 miles per second. And he hit the earth and it obliterated it. Key factor in that is that all the nuclear arsenals in every country today on the entire planet cannot create the same effect. But you, once you're outside of your body, can do that same effect. And that is why God, that's why throughout the Bible, if you read the Bible thinking on two things, love your neighbor and loving God, you will see that in each and every situation when the enemies of Israel are those that don't love their neighbor and don't love God. When you see people worshiping idols, they don't love God. Why are you going to worship a dumb idol? That to me, Satan, I know it's sometimes it's amazing. If he was human, he'd laugh himself crazy over how stupid we can be. Or as Paul called it, unwise. I'm going to make something with my hands, and then I'm going to worship it and call it God. If I made it, it cannot be God. I give you another one. If you can see it, it ain't God. I mean, come on, be for real now. Be for real. See, so we're dealing with a person that his whole life is based on deception. Deception. Jesus warned in the last days. That's one of the reasons I'm on this message. Look, we ain't even near running out of time, but you got to get this. This is where we're going, okay? The next major event on God's calendar is the rapture, all right? I don't know if I told y'all, but I've been saying on Facebook that President Biden was going to be the first president to bring out the truth about UFOs. I asked God years ago about UFOs because I have seen them, and I was always with someone or a group when I saw them, and two of them was recorded in the newspaper. Of course, they whitewash it like they usually do. Okay, but it was undeniable. But the problem is when you read, look at what we just read in the book of Revelation and what we read in the book of Ezekiel, that's crazier than UFOs. You know, we're talking about a person called the devil. That sounds like something from a Harry Potter movie, okay? Now, why would God, after telling us all kind of supernatural things, raising the dead, walking on water, one man speaking, blind a whole army, and then leave out the fact that he created somebody on another planet? Why would he want to hide them? And why would they be afraid of us? They're not. They're not. So I put the question to God. James 1:5, it says, if any man lack wisdom, proper understanding, let him ask God. There's nothing I've seen that said I couldn't. The worst that could happen is God wouldn't answer. And he told me, Satan is allowed to use elements of the earth for the purpose of manifestation. Okay? Now, that's a physical manifestation. He can use building crafts. But this is what I told a friend of mine years ago. As we get toward the end, you're going to see a UFO that is be clearly, you won't be able to doubt it. It's going to be a national world news. Hear me now. It's going to be world news. But ain't nobody going to get out. Even if it lands, no one is coming out. Because one thing about demons is they cannot physically manifest in this earth in front of a Christian. That's how powerful we are. They can make some noise. They can make some people act up. Okay, they can do that. They can impress people. They can press people. They can oppress people. But there's certain limitations on them. And this is why, because see, imagine that now. Look at what it's going to be. You already have college professors telling people, you got all these theories, the Big Bang Theory. Listen, you need an igniter. You know, we came from another planet. Well, where did they come from? Man, Satan is always trying to talk man out of from being under the rule of God. Unless you're God, you're under the rule of God. There's no alternative to that. There's no getting away from that. But now he's getting ready to step it up. And it isn't his will, because he said his will that none should perish. But you have a right to a choice, and he is not going to interrupt your choice. He will make an effort, then they come to a place, he'll say, all right, I'm just going to let it go. And we're at that place now. We get there every now and then. Going to Las Vegas is a really cheap trip, in my opinion. Okay, for $600, you can get a flight, a lovely hotel. You can find restaurants with medium or low cost around there. You don't have to. Everything is in high dollar. You know, matter of fact, all your high-end hotels have a basement restaurant. Now, I talked with one of the chefs. This is just FYI. I'm not really a red meat eater, you know, just by nature. It ain't got nothing to do with religion or nothing or health or no reason. It just don't appeal to me, rarely. Will I eat it? But I do occasionally. Okay, but anyway, I'm in the basement of the Luxor Hotel, and this brother was down there. He was the chef, had his whole little chef outfit, and he's cutting up beef. I mean, this guy's standing there with a knife so sharp, and the meat was so tender. He's cutting thin slices with one hand, and I tasted it. Oh, it was just so good. So I asked him, what was the difference between the floor upstairs, where the same meal would have cost 80% more than the meal when I was down in the basement. The basement looked nice. You just had no windows. Okay? I'm down there to eat. I ain't down there to look. I can walk outside. He said, ain't no difference. He cook, period. He said, that just regulates who going to sit up there. Because, you know, that's where all the celebrities and the wannabe celebrities and the people that eyeball idols go. I'm not into idolatry. So where was I going with that? But anyway, I lost my train of thought. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Bottom line is, you don't want to be deceived. Oh, deception. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, you can always rely on him. Okay, so there ain't nobody on another planet yet. Now, during the thousand millennial reign, that probably will happen, that's one of the areas we will be trained for. Because, again, you look at the pieces of the puzzle, you got us leaving the rapture. We'll be made incorruptible. which means we won't fall for the sucker deal. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:53. So now at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is tied up. He's cast down into the bottomless pit, and at the end of that 1,000 years, he's let loose again to go and attack the saints. But he can't come at us. I mean, come on. Now, you know, once you get to that position, you know all you got to do. There's no one that can overthrow you but God. You ain't about to get that up. So who is he going to tempt? Who's going to follow him? Going to be the people that are born during the tribulation period. Now, because we will have that next level authority and ability, God wants us to always operate in love. And I mean, you know, it's sad, but I know some people that I watched during the election, show you how crucial it is. Remember, you're showing God what you will do with power. Now, during the election, one particular president, all I saw was hate toward him. You know, even if you don't like him, as a saint of God, you're the only one with authority to pray for him. You're the only one with authority. And your prayer is ineffective without love. Faith works by love. All right. Now that the election is over and you got another president, and you know what I see coming from Christians? The opposite, the other group. Now, all they doing is finding fault with the man. Listen, doctrinally, as he claims what he bases Christianity on, leave a lot to be desired. But I totally ignore that, because the Bible says I'm supposed to pray for those in authority so I can live in peace. I want to see God glorified. That's the mindset. So who don't want to see God glorified? Satan. So when I align myself with him by speaking against the president, I'm aligning myself with Satan and not God. See, this is how tricky he is. There is no third. You either following God or you following the devil. There's no middle ground. You either following God or you follow the devil. You tricking yourself. Even if you think you ain't following the devil, you're following the devil if you're not following God. And if you're not following God, he's not going to let you roam the universe with full power. I'm sorry. I know folk don't like to hear about it, but see, that's how good people wind up in hell. And you don't want to go there. That's another message I ain't heard in a while. Hell, you don't want to go there. Well, what in hell you want? That was a good one. All right. So you got this deception going, okay? Now, how do you identify it? By the word of God. You have to know what your position is. You have to know what God's mindset is on the issue. If you think back when I was teaching on the doctrine of love, on the fruit of the Spirit, and the other aspects, it's always the same. You know, you pray for those in authority. You pray for your enemy. Why? Because you're exalting the word of God in the situation. And that's the key to this life. Is to have that mindset. And see, situations come up on you quickly, especially when you're out in the world and you're driving in traffic and you get cut. A guy in the left lane, he sees his exit over here on the right, and he just shoot right across, almost causing accidents, you know. And you have to be full of God to not say something negative. And even more so, to pray for them. When I'm on the freeway, if you're coming past me, you flying. I mean, this one guy came fly. He had been going about twice the speed. So what do? I pray for him to get where he going safely, and for people that he come upon will be blessed and protected from him. See, this wasn't something I instantly did from day one when I got saved. So if you knew and you know, but you're going to have many opportunities. But that's the goal that you're supposed to be pursuing. Why? God let the devil exist for this purpose, okay? He let the devil exist. We got time. I want to go to First King. I want to go to First Kings because I want to highlight this point that God let the devil exist. Now, from the time that I've been around, and I get the goal, First Kings chapter 22, the goal that our teachers were trying to emphasize in the Hebrew language, permissive, will versus divine will. And to me, you know, one of the things I admire, I remember my pastor was teaching on a particular issue, and he just said, I don't know what that is, what that means, and I'm not going to go there until God gives me a revelation. I'd rather hear you say that than to say something that really doesn't pan out, because it's got to link up. Isaiah chapter 28 say, line upon line, precept upon precept. The precept, the line upon line, all of this has to fit into what God's intention is. And that is the creation of a family that will rule and reign endlessly, forever, okay, for 1,000 years. You're going to be with God in the fullness. In the fullness. You got to, you know, because you haven't experienced that. You know, people have experienced it, and even then God had strong limitations on them. You know, they rise up around the room. Some people have been down wormholes. Many people have been to heaven. But see, they've never been allowed to use that power. I don't want to say, I want to have a correct word. Being able to, like, pick up a car. Because you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to move a mountain, literally. That tells you something. That Jesus was saying, he said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. That wasn't a cliche. That's telling you how powerful you are, what we're going to be. And yet, look at how people act and imagine what it would be like if you had just one person right now that had that ability that wasn't Jesus. What would be going on? I know it reads like a novel, it reads like a fairy tale, but let me tell you something. This ain't no fairy tale. 600 years before Jesus, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, chapter 9, chapter 53 and 54, it says how he was going to come, how he was going to die, okay? 600 years before, no other book have made such an attempt. There was no time capsule planet to give people an idea, and you couldn't get thousands of people to play that role, to follow through on it. I mean, the Roman Empire had to be in place. Everything was where it was, doing what it was supposed to do. The only person that knew that was going to happen in advance is the Lord God Almighty. And again, you're dealing with a person that don't have a birthday, so accept his norm. Except the fact that you are being developed spiritually. Everything. Okay? Kind of lost my time here. Well, I'm going to start this because I'm going to mark this down. Because I'm following through with this because, again, like I say, the greatest deception perpetrated on mankind is about to begin. It's going to lead into persecution. You need to understand how to be in place to have your power in operation. So that it doesn't matter. You will know what you know. And again, it behooves you when you are in your prayer time to ask God not only what I'm saying, but to reveal what your role is and to reveal. He the certifier of what I'm saying is God. The purpose, what it is. It's all about your development. So you want to know how that's going to come to pass. But again, I got a lot of new people. I got people that has, you know, it's just strange to me. It's sad, but to run into a person that there's nobody in their family knew about God. And I myself, you know, being a, quote, black person, I really hate that term. I really do. Well, I prefer person of color. But anyway, to run into a person of color, their mama didn't know God, their grandma grandmama don't know God, that's unusual. That's unusual. Because we didn't for a long time to get where the world is now took God. Believe me. And if we'd have known what we know, if they'd have known what we know now, all right. Now, this is I can't even think of this term. I'm just having a challenge. Give me a break on 69.9. Bottom line is, this isn't an actual event, okay? It's happening back in time, about 3,500 years ago, and Israel is about to go to war, and even today, some of your generals still go and seek out a chaplain to pray before they go to battle, because they depend on God. I know one great general, General Patton. He was noted for that. He didn't understand what we understand today. That was a choice. But the point of the matter is, he did not go to battle without God. All right. So you got a king. You got two kings. You got Jehoshaphat and you got Ahab. Ahab is nutting up. Anyway, and he being influenced by his crazy wife, Jezebel. But anyway. So, and I'm gonna just read. So now the man of God, his name is Micaiah. He's been spending time. He's locked up in jail because he won't say. Because he'll just tell the truth. He has exalted God above man. So whatever you ask him, he's gonna tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. And for that reason, he was locked up in jail. Kind of like the guy, some people right now, locked up in jail. Can you imagine that? Being locked up because you want to say the right thing, But anyway, so he's revealing a prophecy, a vision that God shown him about the war and how it goes down. And again, bring into mind Ephesians 6:12, okay? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I really want to read all this, but so I'm going to begin with the conversation, because I'm going to pick this up again next week. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me? But evil." Now that's Ahab talking to Jehoshaphat. And he said, "Hear thou," now this is Micaiah speaking, he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, how will you do it? Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, you shall persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now, You gotta consider all the factors. One, Ahab married a Gentile female, Jezebel, that brought all her gods into the household and her attitude. Let me tell you, I just had to say this like it is. See, what Satan do is, like he did with Samson, he go find a freaky chick, one of them wild things. And they leap on you. They're not casual at all. They just run up on you and men fall sucker to that because that's flesh. Men, there's a term that describes men, ladies. You need to understand. It's just like perfumes are not by accident. Okay, men have these senses that are triggered by that. And with men, See, this is something else. This is a deception. See, a lot of women think they too thick for men, but some men see softness. See, and the devil call it something else to the woman. See, and the guy sees softness, but he be drawn to it. So, like I said, it doesn't matter what they see. Men have sex without their mind being involved. That's why prostitutes thrive. All right. So Jezebel whooped it on Ahab, and he just turned against God. Now, with God, there's a pattern. You don't just immediately get taken down. He always allowed time for repentance. He always allowed time for repentance. But when you fail to repent, then he'll just let the devil have his way. Okay? Now this, the Bible says, was an example for us. Okay? So Ecclesiastes 8:11 said, because sentence against an evil deed is not speedily executed, therefore the hearts of the sons of men continue. They proceed because they assume that God hasn't done anything. He's not going to do anything. And that is a great mistake. So we're going to pick this up next week because I want you to see how this guy plays this game. But he's there for a purpose, and that is because the one in you, he that is greater in you, he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. He that's in the world is the devil. He that's in you, if you receive Christ, is the Holy Spirit. And with that, we're going to invite him into our lives for those who have never done that, because you're going to need it to get past what's coming. You're really going to need it. This is the wheat is about to be separated from the chaff. Amen. That's another whole story in and of itself. So if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, just say this prayer with me, because it will protect your life, and God will forgive everything that has happened from the time you left your mother's womb. So just pray this with me. Lord God in heaven, I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe he died for me on Calvary's tree, and he bore all my sins. And I believe that he died and he rose again and is alive right now. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me now. And Father, I believe I have received Jesus, the Christ, and therefore I say with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I am saved. And if you backslidden, if you fell away because you got a broken heart and life, because believe me, you stick with this, you'll see how the devil got you. But you can get him back. Because I'm on a mission to get him back myself. He'll just say this, Father God, I believe you. I ask you for forgiveness based on 1 John 1:9. And I believe I receive it. And I thank you that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember this as you go along. Don't let the devil ride. Okay? Because if you let him ride, he might try to drive. And remember this. Prayer works by faith, faith works by love, and God is love. Shalom. Hallelujah.
Grace through faith. I talked to a cat the other day, and he was like, man, I really want to come to Christ, but I got to clean my life up first, get my sins together. I told him, I used to think that way too. I thought I had to change myself before I could come to Christ, but Christ changed me. Let me tell you my story, it starts like this.
It's 5:46 in the morning, tossing and turning, chest burning. Sermons in my head keep reoccurring, having visions in my head of a kid crying at the feet of the Father for all the wrong things that he did. Now I'm sweating in my sheets, can't sleep, my mind keeps telling me I'm 6 feet deep. Don't remind me, even though I'm still alive, I can't tell. The way I'm living my life, I feel I'm going to hell. God, they telling me I should accept you, that you had to lead the world, cause the world left you. Reason I can't change, like a mystery to me. So I make believe there really is a heaven for a G. Even though they say you love the world so much, you shed your blood, God. I feel I'm too messed up for love. They tell me come as I am, but I smell like smoke. My whole life's full of sin, cause it's all I know. The Bible told me that you died for my sins. If I believe in Christ, to save me from the end. But I'm scared to ask you to save me. My heart's so evil, like I got thoughts that's full of hatred. Hurting people, I thought that first I had to clean up my life. Now I'm here and I just need to cling to the light. I'm ready to die. life is a mess. Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. I'm sick of trying to be the man that my daddy never taught me to be. I'm grown up now, life ain't what I thought it would be. I made many mistakes in my past I can't fix. Now I'm staring at this crucifix tatted on my wrist. Is it true what they telling me? Am I just crazy? Did you bleed on the cross for my sins to save me? But why would you die for me? My whole life I've been working for Satan while he fed lies to me. And now I'm hearing too much, trying to get a true touch of a love that can change me. I'm all screwed up, figure hell is what I deserve. But your word says we all fall short, so I guess we all ought to burn. Teach me, I wanna learn how you can save a wretch like me before death says it's my turn. I think I finally understand, no matter my past, you still take me as I am. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am?
Had a few last words to give. I be telling people the reason to live, the reason to die. United with the King in the sky. This life is passing us by. I got no reason to lie. You'll never give the world enough. They'll hunger for more. They're fickle. Their ways are nothing to the wondrous Lord. More security than the man that left you. More love than the mom who kept you. They'll always accept you. Be everything you're supposed to. Let Christ rule your heart, mind, body, and soul, cause he chose you. And if the world don't know you, it don't matter, you're God's child and he'll never disown you. Your purpose on earth is far from worthless. That's why you're glorified like your life's been purchased. And it don't matter if the world don't see us, we still mean the world to Jesus.
Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am? I know the way I'm living is wrong, but I can't change on my own, trying to make it alone. I wonder, how could you love me when my life's so ugly? But you came down and died for me. Will you take me as I am?
Yeah, we're saved by grace through faith. It's not works, ain't nothing you could do, ain't nothing I could do that could get us this great salvation that we got, man. It's only Christ. So if you feel like you gotta clean yourself up before you can come to him, forget it, just come to him. He'll take you as you are, and he'll change you from the inside out.
Thank you.